Welcome back to the History of German Dance. This is an informative piece or program about etiquette and different other things that you'll probably end up seeing at a powwow. MCs, the staff, which consists of the MC, the ultimate is the powwow committee, then the MC and the arena directors. Or director, and then you'll have your flag staff carriers, veterans that'll come to the powwow, that'll come to help. And it's all about origins. But you got to realize, once again, I'm talking that there's no right and there's no wrong way. We all know that powwows are a gathering of people. That the original powwows as they are today are consisted of a grand entry, which came from the rodeos. And that came into being, and it kind of created the circle as it is today. And once again, we had talked earlier about drums and the drums, how they were made. They were made by a membrane stretched down over a hollowed out piece, and the membrane itself is what makes the sound of the drum. It's not the hollowed out piece. And the original drum kits that came along later, we talked about those too. And then drummers, they found out they could play more than one drum simultaneously. Nowadays, they call that drum hopping. So, you'll hear that term in powwow country, at least in the northern regions of Minnesota. That's where one singer goes to another drum and sings on that drum. We also talked a little bit about tradition earlier, where the way I was told a long time ago by my elders that were sitting around the drums, that the drums, they never moved. They used to just stay right in the villages. And if another drum group had come from another village, the original singers from that village would wait their turn, that once the village had sung their songs, they would get on up and let the other villagers come in and sing their songs. And it was a gathering, the way I was told. It was a gathering of information passed on to each other, whether it be something more streamlined with a trap, or streamlined with canoe making, or whatever, axe making, bow, arrows. And also it would be a time for news, catch up on news, who had passed on, what children were born, who got married, who would be a good match, those types of things. So it was a way of life. It was also a way of communicating events that would happen in the future, such as ricing or blueberry picking or whatever have you. It was a way that everybody would get what they needed without depleting the resources off the land. So there were the original gardeners also from these powwows, from what I was told. They would talk about the rice camps, when they would get there, and what lakes they would be going to, so that they would have time to get out there and tie up the rice. By the way, rice, when it's tied, it grows heavier It's like 3 or 4 times heavier than free rice. Free rice is the rice that you just go out there now and you just gather. But when they used to tie it on up, it would get like 3 or 4 times heavier than it is nowadays. It would also ripen up evenly. And it would also not fall back into the lake as easily. Once they untied it, it would fall into the boat. And they didn't use knockers. They used paddles to paddle in the rice into the boats. So it's a change of time. Same way with powwows and those types of things. Also the way the rice is gathered. Also the way the powwows are run nowadays. And they've continued on with the contest powwows and traditional powwows. The two different types of powwows that are out there. And we go to the traditional powwows. Everybody's able to dance. And the arena directors have a different mission, which is to keep the powwow going and to bring on in specials that certain different families will come on in and provide a feast or a giveaway, or they'll bring in their first-time dancers or whatever have you. They're introducing into the circle. Sometimes it's just an honor song. Sometimes it's a prayer song that they need help or whatever. And it's a unity thing where everybody will be able to come and participate and partake in pretty much every aspect of a traditional powwow. And then you got contest powwow where things are run a little bit differently. The arena directors are more geared to, it's more of a timely thing because they have to have everything on in. Everybody has to have their dances in, their songs in a timely manner so that the judges can come on out and judge those that are participating in the contest powwows. It's a little bit more upbeat also at a contest powwow as compared to a traditional powwow, which is a little bit more laid back. The food and the vendors are the same. So get out there, enjoy yourself. Bring your family, come on out, and by all means enjoy. You can take pictures, you can ask questions. Remember now, there are certain times you cannot take pictures during the invocation. The MC will announce when the invocation is happening. And there's also other certain types when feathers fall or they're doing an honor song that's kind of poor taste to record or to come on out and do that, especially when a family is maybe mourning or going into mourning or coming out of mourning. It all depends on the song and the time of the year, how long they've done those things. And it's also a good fun time. The powwows can be serious, but they can also be lots of fun. You can come on out, enjoy and partake in different dances, like 49 dances, where they'll come on out and it's more of a social dance. So yeah, don't be shy. Don't be shy to come on out and dance and strut your stuff, show your stuff, and get out there and enjoy yourself. Either powwow, there's times you can dance at contest powwows also, so come on out, enjoy. This is the History of Drum and Dance, and we hope to see you next week, okay? All right, miigwech for listening.